Back here on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're now talking to Newton Head girls basketball coach Jake Bennett. And Jake, thanks for chatting with us today. Season about ready to get underway.
Yeah, looking forward to it. The girls have been working hard and kind of ready to just get on the court and get back into it.
Well, it'll happen soon enough. Tuesday, Linville Sully has a jamboree, and they're taking on Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont, right?
That's correct. Yeah, it'll be fun to just kind of see where we're at and see kind of where the things that we've been practicing, we're kind of how far we've come on it. So, yeah,
quite a few players returning from last year that saw some time. As I look at the roster here, Alex Jarvis, Peyton Karkoff, a freshman for you last year, played 22 games. Corey White, Bella Winther, Alex Riney, Evie Main, quite a few with some experience.
Yep. Great thing about that, and the girls have done a really good job, is because they're back, they kind of know how practice is supposed to be, the intensity level, the standard that we have. So it doesn't feel like we're at square one where we were last year, where it was like new program, new coach, new experience, reestablishing that culture. So having all those players back, it just helps as far as their leadership on the court. And at practice, they've just done a fantastic job of that.
Well, you don't have them quite all back. Tori White's been swimming really well, and she's been involved with that, and Alex Riney too, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, they're doing a great job. It's fun to see them compete at a high level in swimming as well.
Last year was first year at the helm, and looking back, did you see the growth of the team that you wanted to?
Yeah, it's sometimes hard to see day by day when you're in the grind of things, especially in the middle of the season. You have to kind of rely more on people telling you stuff that, hey, we've seen a lot of improvement from game to game, because, you know, seeing it day to day, it's just sometimes a slow progress. But as I kind of look back and reflected this summer on things that, you know, where we started and where we ended up, it's really just a testament to how much we put on the girls and how resilient they were. And I was super proud with the growth that they had from day one till the end of the season, to the summer, to now.
I know broadcasting your games, I could definitely see it too. It was pretty impressive. I know one thing you really want to work on, I had quite a few turnovers last year.
Yeah, that's one thing we're emphasizing quite a bit in practice, is taking care of the ball, bringing it up with pressure in your face, and some of those hard decisions we have to read with pressure up the court, half court, whatever it might be. That's something we've been emphasizing in practice as well.
What other things have you been kind of working on?
We've been just trying to play at an intense, fast pace. So pressure, defensive pressure, all those things. We've been trying to do a pretty good job of just creating that intensity to where we're a team that just plays hard. I mentioned earlier that we just have a really resilient group. And so trying to take that strength and use it in games, as far as just playing with up-tempo and playing, just aggressive style of basketball.
Last year, I believe you only averaged like 22 points a game. So with that aggressive style, I should probably go up, you think?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see kind of what happens. At the beginning of the year last year, definitely it took a while to kind of get into a rhythm. And then there was a stretch there where I think of, Oskaloosa, Knoxville, kind of those games where we started to see more 50-point games. And then towards the end, kind of coming along more. It'll be interesting to see if that translates into the beginning of this season. Yeah. But obviously, there's some rust that you still have to knock off at the beginning of a basketball season. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, plus, not having some of your, Tori White's going to be a very key person for you inside.
Yep.
So didn't have a lot of hype last year.
No.
That's not changing at all too much this year.
No, not much. Not much. That's okay. We are, I think the aggressiveness a little bit takes care of some of that stuff. But, our girls are resilient, and the good thing about not having height is we can kind of push the ball a little bit more and be a little quick. So we try to take advantage of those things as well, and when we don't have the height. So.
Yeah, you had a lot of balanced scoring last year. Now, no one was really averaging in double figures, but Tori had just over 7 a game. He had Haley Dickerson right at about 6 a game. Peyton Karkoff, the freshman, who learned a lot, obviously, that first year. She was at 5.5, and then Evie Main and Alex Riney were close to 5.5 a game as well.
Yeah, and that was a really big identity of what we had last year, is, we didn't have to rely on a single person to have to be the key player in a specific moment. We were able to spread the ball and have different players step up on different nights. So, the benefit of that is definitely having people that, you're going to have off nights here and there, and to have players that are going to be able to step up and be balanced and be unselfish with the ball and find the actual open person, something we emphasize well, and I think that's kind of where those stats come from.
As you look at the conference this year, who do you think is going to be strong?
This conference in general is just strong altogether. Obviously, you have teams like DCG, Indianola, Norwalk, and Pella that are always kind of seem to be at the top of that conference. So those are always games that we look at and say, let's go in and compete. And I think our girls have more confidence from last year going into this year, having most of our players back. And it'll just be cool to see them go in with a new level of confidence of, hey, we're here to compete and we're going to go and try to win a game.
I know you said you've added a little more up-tempo play. Are there more plays that you've added now?
Yeah, a little bit. There's some actions in there that we've kind of added in there as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And who's helping out again this year?
So coaches are Tom Vanderloan and Chris Dydell are going to be mainly the assistant varsity coaches. And then Dan Sibula joined us this year as our head JV coach. And then we have Ellie Horn, who graduated from Newton as well, played college basketball. So she's going to be our assistant coach on that staff as well. So.
Okay. And we talked to you earlier, and I believe you said you might see quite a few underclassmen play that allows you to do that up-style tempo, right?
Yeah, so that's the benefit of having a little bit of a deep bench this year, having some freshmen come up that have played some basketball and played really well. They were also coached by Dan Sibula. He's done a great job with them. Cool. It'll be fun to see them come up and be able to get in at some roll time and
gain valuable experience,
especially for the next year when we're losing five seniors after this year.
Wow, yeah, so. that's going to be. Well, we won't go there yet, right?
Yeah,
we got some expectations to meet this
absolutely,
year, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. Well, appreciate you joining us. Good luck come Tuesday against Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont as you open up the season.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That has been Newton head girls basketball coach Jake Bennett joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.